Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Mark Belunger. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting fourth. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Earl Williams. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Enos Cavill. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting second. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The DH, Orlando Cepeda. Batting seventh. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitorf. And now, play ball. Mark Belunger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belunger takes first base on ball four. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Belunger moves to second. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is hit by the pitch. Belunger moves to third. Blair moves to second. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pinson moves to third. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pinson tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Royals. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry strikes out. The ball gets by Echeverrin. He chases the ball to the backstop. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Belunger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is called out on strikes. One out. Enos Cavill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Belunger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bellinger takes first base on ball 4. Etchy Barron moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a line drive into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich misplays the ball. That's an error on Grich. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brett. The throw from Etchy Barron and he is safe. Brett steals second. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek takes first base on ball 4. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brett moves to third. Patek moves to second. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Palmer covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-1 in the game. Grich hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Otis. Williams reaches second base with a double. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Echeverrin hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Cabell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-1 in the game. Cepeda is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Patek hits a pop-up towards first. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Bellinger hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-2 in the game. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pinson takes first base on ball 4. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Pinson moves to second. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splittorf fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, With the score, the Royals won, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayberry hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae strikes out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-2 in the game. Cepeda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cepeda moves to second. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Cepeda trying to get to home. Bellinger throws to Echeverrin, who tags Cepeda for the out. Brett moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-2 in the game. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splittorf fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Echeverrin hits a line drive into left field. McRae picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on McRae. Cabell moves to third. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Bellinger takes first base on ball 4. Echeverrin moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry fields it and throws to home to get Cabell. Echeverrin moves to third. Bellinger moves to second. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-3 in the game. Grich hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McRae. Grich reaches second base with a double. Echeverrin scores. Bellinger scores. Blair moves to third. It's 2-1, Orioles. Steve Mingori now pitching. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis is walked intentionally. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett juggles the ball. That's an error on Brett. Blair scores. Grich moves to third. Davis moves to second. It's 3-1, Orioles. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry fields it and throws to home to get Grich. Davis moves to third. Williams moves to second. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Echi Barron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pinson moves to second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-3 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pinson scores. Otis moves to third. It's 3-2, Orioles. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-3 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Bebakwa now playing third base. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Echi Barron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echi Barron is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Echi Barron hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Bellinger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cepeda hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Patek takes first base on ball 4. Tony Soleda pinch hits for Buck Martinez. Grant Jackson now pitching. Fran Healy pinch hits for Tony Soleda. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy hits a fly ball into right field. Cabell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Fran Healy now catching. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a line drive towards third. Bebakwa reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Grich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford pinch hits for Veda Pinson. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a fly ball into right field. Cabell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 3, and Kansas City Royals, 2. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.